Welcome to the Little Tokyo Little Podcast in English for October 9th, 2020.
For English, dial 857-385-7066.
日本語の方は857-385-7319 857-385-7319へお電話ください。
한국어로들으시려면이번호를누르십시오857-385-7658
Para español, marca 857-385-7750
Hi, my name is Scott Oshima, and I will be your host for the Little Tokyo Little Podcast.A special podcast from your Little Tokyo friends and neighbors. Brought to you by the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center and Sustainable Little Tokyo, in partnership with Tuesday Night Project and Rafu Shimpo. Have a stretch, hear haiku poems, listen to songs by local musicians, and hear cute local news, all made just for you. Join us for a new episode every 2 weeks.Let's get started with Radio Taiso, or Radio Exercises, with pianist Makiko Hirata. Follow Makiko's instructions, or just have a light stretch in any way that is comfortable for you. Stand, sit, or just enjoy the music.
Here we are. It's time for Radio Taiso. First, stand tall and stretch your whole body.Ready? One, two, and back, down. Stretch your back. Next, arms and legs. One, two, three, four. Arms to the side and bend the knees. Repeat once more. Three, four, five, six. Now arms revolving. First one way, then the other.Arms outstretched, repeat once more. One, two, three, four. Legs spread out. Now the chest. Swing the arms to the side and slowly up again. Five, six, chest spread widely. One, two, three, four, five, six. Next, arm bends.First the left and back again, then the right and back again. One, two, three, four, five, six. Now forward bend. With rhythmic bounces, bend three times. Then hands on your hips, bend backward, then up again. One, two, three, four, five.Six. Now swing your arms and twist your body. Left, right, left, right. Then diagonally to the back. And once again. Right, left, right, left. Five, six. Feet together now. Arms and legs. Arms up, arms down with strong, sharp moves. Up, arms down. One, two, three, four, five, six.Now feet apart. Bend forward twice toward the left foot, then up and open wide. Next down to the right and back up again. Once again, two, three, four, five, six. Now rotate your whole body. Stretch the arms to their full length and make a full circle. And the same thing the other way.Be sure to stretch those hip muscles. Five, six, feet back together, and now jump. One, two, three, four, open, close, one, two, three, four, five, six, arms and legs. One, two, three, four, arms and knees moving together. One, two, three, four, five, six, and we end with deep breath, slowly in and slowly out. 5, 6, and one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Good job.
Thank you, Makiko. Now welcome Kenji Liu, reading a haiku from our Spacious Solidarity Haiku Challenge. These haiku poems are submitted and written by people just like you.
This week's haiku is from Jean Sultan Stevenson of Century City, California. It goes, "My tansu drawers hold hope-filled plans till I am safe from COVID-19. We can all probably relate to the unspoken wish in this haiku, to be able to move freely again without having to worry about COVID-19. The first line introduces a tansu, a decorative Japanese storage cabinet often used to hold clothing and other personal items. The second line introduces a twist by telling us that the tansu also keeps the writer's hope-filled plans for the future tucked away until the pandemic is over. Again, the haiku. My tansu drawers hold hope-filled plans till I am safe from COVID-19. Thank you, Jean, and may we all be safe and healthy.
Now, here are some of the latest news updates and some cute local stories from our very own 117-year-old Rafu Shimpo Daily News. Remember that these are only recorded once every 2 weeks. For the most up-to-date news, please check out rafushimpo.com or contact Little Tokyo Service Center at 213-473-3030.
Welcome to Rafu for You, a partnership of the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center, Sustainable Little Tokyo, and the Rafu Shimpo. This is Mikey Hirano Kolros of the Rafu Shimpo, and I hope this podcast finds you well and safe. Election Day this year is November 3rd. Now, you can vote in person, as you've always done, of course, but because of the coronavirus concerns, this year is expected to see the largest ever percentage of votes cast by mail. Mail-in ballots have already begun to go out to every registered voter in the state of California. If you're already registered to vote, you don't need to request one. One will be mailed to you if you haven't already received it. There's a fair amount of concern over how to submit your ballot by mail, but it's quite simple, really, with several ways to make sure your vote is counted. I spoke with Michael Sanchez. He's the Public Information Officer for the Los Angeles County Registrar, Recorder, and County Clerk. This information is for LA County, so if you live in Orange County or another county, check with your local officials. Mr. Sanchez says the first thing to do is to be sure you're registered to vote.
For anyone who is eligible but is not yet registered to vote, The deadline to receive a vote-by-mail ballot is October 19th. I'll try to make it as simple as I can. Any first-time or new voters who are interested in participating in the general election, obviously we encourage everyone who's eligible to participate, they must register by October 19. If they don't register by October 19, they will not be mailed a vote-by-mail ballot. But they could still vote in person at any vote center throughout the county.
Sanchez said the instructions inside the mail-in voter packet are easy to follow. He stressed the importance of using blue or black ink to mark your choices, to make sure the envelope is sealed after you put the ballot inside, and very importantly, to sign and date the outside of the envelope.
They must make sure to sign and date the backside of the official return envelope. That's especially important because the signature is what the county uses to verify the ballot and return envelope that was received matches what's on the voter's registration record. So it's very important to have that signature printed on the back.
And that's on the back of the envelope?
The back of the return envelope, correct.
Okay.
Note that no postage is necessary on the return envelope. It's already paid. But it must be postmarked by the U.S. Postal Service by Election Day, November 3rd. Mr. Sanchez, however, strongly recommends sending it in as soon as possible due to the expected number of ballots that will be received by mail this year.
We are encouraging voters to return it as quickly as they can. The earlier, the better. But as long as any mailed ballot is postmarked by Election Day, which is November 3rd, and it's received by our office within 17 days by the USPS, then we will still accept that ballot. But again, it's important that it is postmarked by November 3rd, Election Day.
If you feel uneasy about sending your ballot by mail, there are other options. You can choose to drop off your ballot at one of more than 400 official drop boxes across LA County. In fact, one has already been installed directly in front of the Little Tokyo Branch Library at the corner of Los Angeles Street and 2nd Street. The ballot you receive at home will also include the locations of the nearest drop boxes.
In the packet that all voters receive, there actually is a list of the nearest 6 drop boxes to their home. So if a voter prefers to walk it over and drop it in a box, an official drop box, that option is available to them. And thirdly, if a voter would like to go to a vote center to drop off the ballot, that option is also available to them as well, and they don't need to wait in line. They can simply walk straight to the front, let our election worker know they're there to drop and return their mailed ballot, and they can be on their way. And select vote centers open October 24th. All vote centers will be open to voters October 30th.
Good to know.
You can find plenty of information, including a list of all the Dropbox locations and the voting centers, at the LA County's official voter information website. That's lavote.net. LAVOTE.net. Also, ballots are available in many languages other than English. If you'd like to request one in Japanese or Korean or Spanish or several other languages, you can do so by calling LA Vote at 1-800-815-2666 and select option 3. That'll do it for this time around on Rafu for You. Again, thanks for listening and do take care.
Thanks, Rafu Shimpo. Once again, remember, for the most up-to-date news, please check out rafushimpo.com. That's RAFUSHIMPO, or contact Little Tokyo Service Center at 213-473-3030. Now lean back, relax, and listen to some music and a message from one of the many wonderful musicians in our community. These songs were recorded just for you, Little Tokyo.
Our featured artist this week, Chester Ike, has always been interested in music and singing since joining a chorus group in elementary school. Singing fills him with happiness and makes others feel happy too. After retiring in Japan, he joined an ukulele band as a vocalist and performed at local events and retirement homes. Since returning to Los Angeles, he's continued to play music and has performed with various Hawaiian music groups around town. Chester is also an instructor for JACCC's Ukuleles for Little Tokyo and enjoys singing old Japanese songs with senior members.
I would like to sing a Japanese Hawaiian song called Nangoku no Yoru. This song is the most popular Hawaiian song in Japan, which Baki Shirakata and his band Aloha Hawaiians recorded this song and made a big hit in 1959. He was a Japanese-American artist from Honolulu and immigrated to Japan and introduced Hawaiian music before World War II. Baki Shirakata was also the person who established the golden age of the Hawaiian music from 1960s to 70s in Japan. I remember that this song was playing everywhere in summer those days. After I came back to Los Angeles from Japan, I joined with few Hawaiian music groups, and I found that almost nobody knew this Nangoku no Yoru among them. Then I researched about this music and found out that Nangoku no Yoru is originally a Latin music composed by famous Mexican artist Agustin Lara, and English lyrics was written by American lyric writer. English title of Nangoku no Yoru is called On the Tropic Night and sang by Dorothy L'Amour in the musical movie Tropical Holiday in 1938. The original song is called Noche de Veracruz. After I found out the story of this music, I attached to this song because this song is like our community here, which connected to Mexico, Los Angeles, Hawaii, and Japan. It's wonderful, isn't it? Tsuki wa kanayaku minami no haruka naru hime no kuni yo hoshi wa kirameki soyokaze sasayaku yashi no hakage ni urashi no hoshi yo to wa ni kanayake yo kimi ga mune ni yorokobi tsukinu tokonatsu no kimi shiru ya minami no yoru so lovely is the moon on a tropic night no heart can be immune on a tropic night as a lonely guitar plays a serenade there's music in the heart of each man and maid stars always linger low on a tropic night what lips can answer no when two lips invite when there's one in the ear lips are always careless lovers find the delight on a tropic night when there's one in the ear lips are always careless lovers find the delight on a tropic night. Lovers find the delight on a tropic night.
Thanks again to our incredible community musicians. And now we want to hear from you. Call us to submit your haiku poem for the Spacious Solidarity Haiku Challenge. Let us know what song you want to hear next, or share a message with Little Tokyo friends and neighbors. We'll share some calls and requests on the next podcast episode. Give us a call at 626-789-5000. 5269. That's 626-789-5269. Or email Alma at aguzman@jacc.org. That's aguzman@jacc.org. Thank you for listening to the Little Tokyo Little Podcast. Check back every 2 weeks for new episodes made just for you. This podcast is brought to you by the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center and Sustainable Little Tokyo, our community partners, Rafu Shimpo and Tuesday Night Project, and our generous funders, the Kresge Foundation and the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation. We are wishing you all health and happiness from our homes to yours. This is Scott Oshima signing off from the Little Tokyo Little Podcast. Talk to you soon.